This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for August 2022. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Virginia Jenny Apgar's life as a medical doctor, trailblazer, inventor, researcher, musician, and which musical instruments did she play? Virginia Jenny Apgar was born in Westfield, New Jersey, to Charles E. Apgar and Helen May Apgar on June 7, 1909. She was their youngest child. Her father, Charles, an insurance executive, inventor, and scientist, worked on his inventions in the basement of their home. He enjoyed performing music concerts with his family in their living room. Virginia began studying the violin at 6 years of age and later the cello. She played home concerts with her father on piano and her older brother. Her joy in playing music continued her entire life. As a child, her interest in science began by watching, observing, and helping her father Charles with his experiments. In school, she excelled in science and later decided she wanted to become a doctor. In high school, she was known for her tremendous energy and her rapid speech. The yearbook editor wrote, quote, "Frankly, how does she do it?" In college, this was to become her trademark, end quote. In 1925, she graduated from Westfield High School. She went on to study at Mount Holyoke College, majoring in zoology. She had several part-time jobs to support herself. During college, quote, she played on 7 sports teams, reported for the college newspaper, acted in dramatic productions, and played violin in the orchestra. Even with all these activities, her academic work was exceptional. In her last year, her zoology professor and advisor noted, "It is seldom that one finds a student so thoroughly immersed in her subject and with such wide knowledge of it," end quote. In 1929, Virginia Apgar earned her A.B. from Mount Holyoke. Quote, "She began her medical training at Columbia University's College of Physicians and Surgeons, one of only 9 women in a class of 90, end quote. In 1933, Virginia Apgar became, quote, "one of Columbia University's first female MDs. She specialized in the male-dominated area of medicine, surgery. She became tired of the chauvinism she was experiencing during her internship and decided to switch her focus to the new field of anesthesiology," end quote. In 1949, Dr. Apgar became the first full professor of anesthesiology at Columbia. One day, a medical student of Dr. Apgar's asked her, quote, about the need to evaluate newborn babies. Dr. Apgar said, "That's easy. You do it like this." She grabbed the nearest piece of paper and jotted down the 5 points of her Apgar score and rushed off to obstetrics and gynecology to try it out. What are Dr. Virginia Apgar's 5-point score for newborn babies? 1. Appearance, skin color. 2. Pulse, heart rate. 3. Grimace, reflex irritability. 4. Activity, muscle tone. 5. Respiration, breathing. Dr. Virginia Apgar's 1952 Apgar score was a rapid method for assessing the status of newborns, given at 1 minute and 5 minutes after birth for physicians and nurses. As a physician, she assisted in over 17,000 births. Dr. Apgar's name was the mnemonic. She knew from her research that birth is the most dangerous time of life. Her Apgar score quickly assessed the overall health of newborn babies, saving the lives of millions of newborn babies each year. When Dr. Apgar was alerted to a problem, she immediately thought how to solve it. In 1959, she lectured in medicine at Johns Hopkins and was clinical professor of pediatrics in Cornell University in New York. She also worked for the National Foundation of Infantile Paralysis, March of Dimes, as, quote, director for the Division of Birth Defects, 1959 to 1967, director of research, VP in Causes, Prevention, and Treatment of Birth Defects, 1967 to 1972, educating the public on birth defects, generating public support and funds for research in birth defects, and was senior vice president in charge of medical affairs 1973 to 74, end quote. Dr. Virginia Ginny Apgar, medical doctor, trailblazer, legend, inventor, and researcher, was dedicated to saving the lives of her newborn patients. She was a lifelong musician. Her brilliant light was extinguished on August 7th, 1974, in New York City.